You know, it's kind of inevitable when the kids' grandkids come along that they get involved in some sort of sporting activities, things that mean that they've got to be in the back of the car, and mums and dads, grandparents, aunties and uncles driving them all over the place for sporting events and other ventures. Of course, a lot of money goes into that and a lot of time is spent going into that. And a new report out at the moment saying in a typical week, family spending around 3 hours on Monday to Fridays and nearly 3 hours on the weekends, transporting kids to events and training, around 40 kilometres a week and around 3.4 billion kilometres in a year. And around $2,180 is the average family spend a year on childhood sporting activities. From Deakin University, the Institute of Physical Activity and Nutrition, Dr. Lisa Barnett joins us. And good morning, Lisa. That's a lot of time and a lot of money spent.
Yeah, good morning. It is a lot of time and a lot of money, and parents are putting in a great effort here for their children. And we know sport has lots of health and mental health benefits, and it's great. It's good that parents are putting in that. And as a parent myself, the findings of the report ring home to my family as well. But I guess the point I'd like to make is that we still have many children that are not actually reaching the physical activity recommendations of an hour a day. So only one in five kids are reaching them. So even though parents are putting in all this effort, the kids still aren't active enough. So I think, you know, we need to think a bit more about that, about how they can get their physical activity and perhaps how parents, you know, don't have to put in quite so much effort.
Yeah, it seems like the mums and dads are the ones that are running the marathon in the car, getting the kids along to the games. But I kind of find that a bit of a dualism there, that, well, their kids are going to sporting activities, but yet they're somehow still not reaching the required amount of physical activity. How is this possible if they're actually doing all the stuff?
Yeah, it does sound ridiculous, doesn't it? I think it's because a lot of sports, there's a training session in the week and there's a session on the weekend. Maybe you'll have two training sessions, maybe one game on the weekend. That's not an hour a day. And when you think of the actual time in the sporting events, maybe you're sitting on the bench for some of it, you're having a few breaks. So the amount of time you're actually running around isn't necessarily as much as you think it is. So whilst the parents are spending a lot of time driving there, sitting, waiting, driving back, the time and activity for the child's certainly not every day, usually, unless you're doing very intensive sports. So what we need to think about is what kids can do most of the time, more of the day, to get them active. And this can be as simple as getting them to ride to their friend's house or walk rather than driving them. Maybe some of the sporting activities are close and they can ride themselves. So part of the issue is that sports really often geographically located, not close, and so spending a lot of time there, a lot of time back, and the child's sitting in the back seat of the car, often on computer games as well. So I think, you know, we need to think a bit more broadly about this and how kids can get in more activity into the general parts of their day in an easy, low-cost way.
It's kind of ironic, again, I would say there, that, Lisa, because if you're spending all that time in a car going to a sporting contest where you might not be doing a lot, particularly a training, where if you weren't doing that at all, you could be just walking out of the house, going for a walk, going for a run, going on a bike ride and getting equal amount, if not more.
Yeah, or you could walk the dog or just think going to school and back every day. That's actually 10 trips during the week. Maybe you live too far from the school. Maybe you're worried about safety. And as a parent, I understand that. But one of the things I did with my kids is just try and drop them a few streets back from the school when they were younger in an area where lots of people were walking because it was closer, so it felt safer. And that way, maybe they're getting that 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. And I'm not saying don't do the sport. It's good to do as much sport as I suppose you can handle with your family without making too much of an impact, but don't forget all the other ways as well that don't actually cost and aren't as difficult.
I think most kids would be happy if their mum and dad suggested dropping them a couple of blocks away from school anyway. There usually comes a point where they don't want to be seen with mum or dad. A win for everybody.
Yeah, and this is also a win in other ways because it means your child starts to learn the local community, how to get around, they make more contacts with neighbours and friends, so they get some independence. So there's lots of other benefits as well, not just the physical activity benefits. So I think, you know, well done to Australian parents. You're putting in a great effort, but perhaps just think a little bit more broadly about the whole day and what you can do in lots of different ways. Maybe it's just going down to the park and kicking a ball. Maybe it's shooing your child out into the backyard, which we used to do, and saying, play out there for a while. So maybe it's just visiting a local friend. So just thinking of these other ways to bring physical activity in, and that might take some of the pressure off for parents as well.
And getting off the video games. Thank you, Lisa, for your thoughts on that with us today.
No problem. Have a lovely day.
Dr. Lisa Barnett from Deakin University. I still find it's a weird dualism, isn't it? Your kids are doing sport, but yet they're not getting enough time doing physical activity. It's 25 past 11 at 2 NURFM 103.7. Good morning.